Chol, the Shabbos Kerim Zebazeh. The 6 days of the week and Shabbos are connected to each other. Shem Sheish Be'adam Gufa Neshama, just as you have a body and a soul. Ken L'Shavu Yesh Gufa Neshama. So to the week has a body and a soul. Yimei Chol Em Aguf, the Shabbos Yeh Neshama. The week is the body and the Shabbos is the soul. Just as a body works together with in harmony with the soul, and the body receives spirituality from the soul, and the body lets the soul express itself. So too, Shabbos and weekday must have a very beautiful, connected, integrated reality. They both complement each other. They're one. Shabbos and Chol must be related to each other, which means we have to be thinking about Shabbos during the weekday. If we just show up to Shabbos and the Shabbos, then that's not good. Shabbos has to be breathing life into the weekday, and weekday has to be breathing life into Shabbos. Bimei Chol anachnu mechanim et kol tzercha Shabbat. During the week, we are preparing for Shabbos. And through this, by preparing for Shabbos, the weekday is sanctified itself and raised up. And they're drawing, just like a baby suckles from its mother, the weekday suckles from Shabbos its strength. The holy sages teach us, Al Shammai Hazaken, Shammai the elder, all week long, he was eating in honor of Shabbos. How so? He would be walking in the street, and he'd find a nice cow. He'd say, hey, Betsy, come with me. He'd raise up the cow and say, Betsy, he's very strong, this is for Shabbos. And then he's walking down the street. He finds another cow, Shmetzi, and says, nah, this is even more beautiful. Wow, look at this cow. Achal Rishona. He would shech Betsy, eat the cow, and say the second one is now for Shabbos. It's even more beautiful. And the second more beautiful one, he would leave it for Shabbos. He would always eat the less good item on Erev Shabbos and leave the best for Shabbos. The best one he would say for Shabbos.
It's not an issue of like changing his mind, saying this is for Shabbos, and then actually eating during the week.
Apparently not. Ben, they went, maybe when he said it's supposed to be for Shabbos in case, he had in mind, in case I find something better. He was always thinking, what's the best possible way that I can sanctify Shabbos? He was always looking, oh, that rebar, I want to save it for Shabbos. That's that nut, it's so good, I don't want to have it now. I want to save it for Shabbos. But Hillel, he was on a higher level. All of his actions were for the sake of heaven, and he would even sanctify the week. He would say, Baruch Hashem, yom yom, every single day, sanctify. So when he's walking down the street, and he would find himself a lush peach, he would eat it. Because he knew that just as God gave him a peach on Tuesday, God's going to give him an even more delicious peach on Shabbat. And thus he would give every day its honor, but he would also be honoring Shabbat. Cut to a poskim. The poskim right. Hillel actually says it's better to be like Shammai and to set it aside for Shabbos. But what was unique about Hillel? He had bitachon. He trusted. He knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that somehow, miraculously, there would still be delicious peaches in the shuk on Erev Shabbos. And so he was able to eat on Shabbos. I never knew this until now. I never realized when I go to the store on a random Monday and I get a coffee, I often say, L'chvoy Shabbos Kodesh. And then they'll ask me, how is this L'chvoy Shabbos Kodesh? You're just getting a coffee on Monday. And my answer was always, I'm not really sure, but I like saying L'chvoy Shabbos Kodesh. But now I know that I'm holding like Hillel. Because Hillel said, I'm having this coffee on Monday, but I'm going to have an iced coffee on Shabbos, which is even more delicious because it has a lot of sugar. And the weekday, I'm not going to eat. But on Shabbos, I'll have
can
it.
Can you say the first Shabbos Kodesh if we actually having it during the week, not saving it for Shabbat, you're actually having it now.
I'm having it now, Chavod Shabbos Kodesh.
But how?
Because you know, because you're saying, I'm know that another better thing's going to come on Friday.
Something like that. Something like that. I don't know. B'yameinu ain't kimat mashma l'din. Unfortunately, in our days, this din no longer has as much relevance because we have Shuk Machane Yehuda and Walmart, and there's available fresh cows, if you're the cow type, all the time. Okay? Last night I had a delicious Impossible Burger that my wife made for me. It was really yummy.
What kind of creature did it come from?
From a non-dead animal creature. From a cellular, I don't know how fancy it was. It was really good.
It's delicious.
It was probably just a regular vegan.
Only barbarians eat animals.
Tov lamar. Hold on. This is the most important takeaway from today. Tov lamar b'shas tekniyas. It's good to say when you make a purchase. Shekniyazu lechvod Shabbat Kodesh, in honor of the Holy Shabbat. And the Ramban says when you buy your watermelon, you lift it up in the shuk. And you say, you are fulfilling a biblical mitzvah according to Nachmanides.
Even if you're eating it not on Shabbos?
No, when I buy it for Shabbos.
For Shabbos.
When I buy it for Shabbos, especially on Erev Shabbos, you'll see it in the Shuk. It says, Tov Lamar, Legid Lechvod Shabbos Kodesh. And they'll quote this Mishnah Brura.
Yeah.
It says it's good to verbalize, really? Not just to think, to verbalize. I'm buying this in honor of the Holy Shabbos. And you bring blessing to the marketplace and to your Shabbos. You fill a biblical mitzvah of remembering Zachor Yom HaShabbat, as God said in Mount Sinai, remember Shabbos. How do you remember Shabbos? When you buy that watermelon, Lechvod Shabbos Kodesh.
Is this something in the Shulchan Aruch?
Yes. This is actually in the Mishnah Brura.
Oh.
And he says it's good to say Lechvod Shabbos Kodesh. And if you really want, you can set up a WhatsApp group. And only on Erev Shabbos, I'll write on it, Lechvod Shabbos Kodesh, to remind you to say Lechvod Shabbos Kodesh when you buy your peaches.